मौनव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवानम वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुताब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोस्थित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चात्वेषविज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपम् अदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकं केवलं चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयं सकलकुशलपात्रं ब्रह्मपुत्रं नतोऽस्मि। तं प्रीयमाणं समुपस्थितं तदा प्रजाविसर्गो निजशासनार्हणं बभाष ईषत्स्मितशोचिषा गिरा प्रियः प्रियं प्रीतमनाः करे स्पृशन्। ब्रह्माजी वास् टेलिंग दि स्टोरी ऑफ हिज ऑरिजिन हिज ओन ऑरिजिन टू नारद ऋषि हु हैपन टू बी ब्रह्माजी सन। The story goes in this way. Brahmaji himself says that I was the first born individual from the navel of the Lord. There came a lotus, then from that lotus I came out, and as even I manifested, I saw everywhere Pralaya Jala. Nobody was there even to answer my question, who am I? I heard a voice, tapa, tapa, and I took it to my mind and I did tapas in the form of meditation. Then Bhagavan came along with Mother Sri Devi, and as even he came, first thing he did is he gave shaken to me, Kareesh Prashan. So he appreciated me and he introduced himself to me that I am so and so, I am Narayana, I am the cause of your manifestation, and I only asked you to do tapas and you did beautifully tapas, because of which I am in front of you. I really appreciate your tapas shakti. But Brahmaji, with all humility, he told, all is because of your grace that I could have your darshan. Then Bhagavan told, you have to be the creator, or you have to take the responsibility of creator. As even Brahmaji heard this, Brahmaji refused to be the creator, because creator means doer, doer means karta, doer will have kartrutvam, then doer will be responsible for result of that action, therefore I will become bhokta, I don't want that portfolio. I don't want that responsibility. Then Bhagavan told that I will bless you with that knowledge by which you will not be bound by your actions. In spite of intensely active, you will not be bound by those actions. Who is the most active person in the creation? Brahmaji only. Indian population, it is shooting up like anything. World population nowadays. So, Bhagavan introduces that knowledge which he is going to reveal to Brahmaji and through Brahmaji to other rishis and through other rishis to the entire humanity. So, this knowledge is going to help anyone, even if he is going to be involved in intensive activity, still he will be a free person. He will not be bound by any type of actions. So, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Jnanam Paramaguhyam Me Yad Vijnana Samanvitam Sarhasyam Tadangam Cha Grihana Taditam Maya. Bhagavan says, I will teach you that knowledge by knowing which your ignorance will be totally disappear. I will reveal you the Vedic wisdom, which is a greatest secret. Jnanam means here Shastra Jnanam. Vijnana means Anubhuti. Jnana Nishta, assimilated wisdom. This idea comes from the beginning itself everywhere in the Shastra, that a teacher must know how to teach, what to teach. And the teacher should not have any gap between the teaching and himself. If he knows how to teach, what to teach, that is called Shastra Jnanam. And if he doesn't have any gap between himself and the teaching, that is called Vijnanam or Anubhuti. What is the teaching? The teaching is I am infinite. The ultimate teaching of entire Vedic scripture is I am infinite. There is not a single item which is different from me in the creation. In spite of apparent differences, in essentially everything is me, that is the knowledge. If the teacher doesn't have this vision as a fact in his life, then whatever he teaches will be Shastra, that's all. Anubhuti, without Anubhuti, it is taught, that's all. But when a person makes it his own, Anubhuti means what? Assimilated wisdom. Anubhuti means assimilated wisdom. When a person assimilates that knowledge and makes non-difference between himself and the teaching, then he is called a Vijnanavan. Therefore, here Bhagavan says, Jnanam Vijnanam. I will teach both. Tadangam. Tadangam means sadhanam. What is the sadhanam for knowledge? What is the means for knowledge? Two types of means are there. One is direct means, another is indirect means. Direct means is vicharaha, analysis. Every knowledge comes through vichara. Even the so-called experiential knowledge, actually it is vichara. Sense organs show that there is something, and that object is taken into the mind. And mind searches what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Chitta is there, that is memory power is there. Hey, this is this. It gives a branding. Oh, therefore, this is this. Suppose if you are not able to understand what is, what it is, what it is, what it is, you will be afraid of. In the darkness, evening or early morning, something is swinging. What it is, what it is, what it is. Immediately mind says, or that chitta says, or intellect says, hey, this is rope. Suppose if it tells wrongly, you will run away. Eyes perceive it as a swinging item, that's all. Who is branding that item? That is mind, that is a chitta, memory power. So, direct means for knowledge is what? Vichara. Indirect means is preparing the mind to do that vichara. Karma yoga and upasanas. Direct means is atma vichara. Direct means for Atmajnanam is what? Atmavichara. Direct means for chemistry knowledge is what? Chemical vichara. Direct means for physics knowledge is what? Knowledge about the natural laws. Direct means for Atmajnanam is Atmavichara. And indirect means is providing a conducive atmosphere for the mind to do vichara. Understood? Every knowledge requires conducive atmosphere, because that knowledge happens in the mind, and the instrument also is mind, locus also is mind. If that mind is restless or emotional, no knowledge is possible. So in that way, tadanga means sadhana, means of gaining that knowledge. Here Bhagavan says, I will teach you four things: jnanam, shastra jnanam, then vijnanam, anubhuti, how to assimilate, then tadangam, means of knowledge, then sarahasyam, along with rahasyam, secret. Here Sridhar Swami writes in his Bhashyam, he has written commentary for Bhagavatam. Entire Bhagavatam is commented by so many people. Among the commentaries, Sridhar Swami's commentary is the best one. So he writes there, sa rahasyam is equal to bhaktihi. So how can you call bhakti as rahasyam, secret? Because bhakti is nothing but an attitude. Attitude is not available for others to see. Understood? This is one meaning. Second meaning is, even after gaining this knowledge, jnanis are seen with lot of devotion. Understood? And that is the secret for even Bhagavan. First one is bhakti, ordinary bhakti, sadhana bhakti is secret for other people. What type of bhakti you have, others cannot know, you only can know. And jnanis also have bhakti, devotion, after the knowledge. So that is the secret for even Bhagavan. He says, I am not able to understand these people, endangered species, even though they are in my srishti, I am not able to understand these jnanis. Because if a person comes to me asking for something, arthi, artharthi, with lot of pain or with lot of application, when he comes, so there is a purpose, therefore he comes and asks me, please help me Lord. Or if a person comes for even knowledge, asking nothing worldly, but still he asks something, what? Knowledge. So jignyasu. These jnani bhaktas are very peculiar. They have nothing to do with the creation, nor they want anything from the creation, nor I can give anything to them. Even Bhagavan cannot give anything to the jnanis. That's what in one Purana it comes. Sanat Kumara Rishi was doing the tapasya, just meditation. So Bhagavan Shiva and Parvati was just flying. Then Parvati Devi saw such a beautiful child. They are always 7-year-old children. Such a beautiful child with all what you call purity and serenity. If I get that child, how nice I it will be. So seeing that Sanat Kumara Rishi, Mother Parvati got Matrutva Bhava. So immediately Bhagavan told, all right, come, we will go and request. Let him born as our child. So Parvati and Shiva stood in front of him. So he was immersed in his own samadhis. Then just he opened the eyes, he saw both are there. Jagataha Pitaru Vande Parvati Parameshwaru. So he made pranam. Then he asked, I have not called you. What is the secret you have come in front of? No, you may not need us, but we need you. Like that he introduced, who? Shiva. After giving darshan, Bhagavan Shiva told, please ask a boon. Then Sanat Kumara told, I never wanted any boon, nor I thought of you. Suddenly you have come in front of me, then you are asking, please ask boon. No, I don't have any boon to ask. If you want anything to ask, you please ask. Sanat Kumara told, Rishi told. then naturally Bhagavan only wanted something. Parvati Devi wanted something. So he told, yes, 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 we want something from you. What it is, Bhagavan, in what way I can serve? Then Shiva told, I want you to be my son, like that. Then Sanat Kumara agreed. Then he told, I will be your son only, not Parvati's son, because she has not joined in the boon. She has not joined along with Shiva. That is why Sanat Kumara is born as Kartikeya, and Mother Parvati was a foster mother, that's all. Understood? In that way, these jnanis don't want anything, nor I can give something to them. Still they are holding on my feet, I am not able to understand, and I took it as a great status for me. Jnanicha Bharadarshava, he says. Jnanicha. Jnanicha means even jnani worships me, Arjuna. Don't think that all idiots and applications and appeal fellows only come to me, ignorant people only come to me. Jnani also comes to me, you know, that is a status. So that is a secret, and it is a secret even to the public, because who is Jnani, who is not Jnani, you don't know, nobody can see. And it is a secret, his bhakti is a secret, reason for his bhakti is a secret for even Lord. Yavanaham yatha bhavo yadrupa guna karmakaha tathaiva tattva vijnanam astute madanugrahad. By my blessing, which is in the form of teaching, you will understand as it is. You will understand everything as it is. So in our scripture, Bhagavan's blessing is always in the form of teaching only. Nobody can bless anybody. Please keep in mind. Everyone can wish good for others, but nobody can bless anybody. There is no real blessing at all in our scripture. Very revealing statement it is. So even Bhagavan cannot bless against the nature of law. Suppose a person is suffering from cancer. He has tried all the pathis, allopathy, homeopathy, then finally he comes to Venkatachalapathy. Then his prayer is really intensive. So Bhagavan asks, what do you want, my dear child? I am dying, please save me, please bless me, I am dying. So Bhagavan can say only this statement. What statement? My dear child, you cannot die. You are Nitya Mukta, Ajaha, Anban, Amrutavan. You can never die. Then this person, as usual, ignorant, because of which only he considers he is dying. So generally he will tell, Bhagavan, this is not the time for philosophical discussion. Please protect me, I am dying. How you will protect, you tell? Is there any other way? No other way. No other blessing is possible other than giving this knowledge. No other blessing is possible. And all other so-called blessings are there, na? Are not blessings at all from the standpoint of the scripture. From the standpoint of the receiver, ignorant receiver, if he gets girlfriend, boyfriend, it's a blessing. Anumanji blessed me. There are some fellows who keep appointments in temples. If he gets a lottery, that's a blessing of the Lord. If he gets good health, that's a blessing of the Lord. If he gets good spouse, it's a blessing of the good children, blessing. But no blessing is blessing, because all blessings are going to make you suffering. Future suffering. Because every blessing you get in your life is what? With doshatraya. Anityatva doshaha, shatishayatva doshaha, apekshikatva doshaha. Understood? Anything you get in your life is subject to arrival and departure. The very fact it is going to arrive and depart it will keep you always at your toe, anxious. Then you will be dependent upon that, and since there is a possibility of increasing that blessing, comparison is possible. You will see the blessing received by your neighbor and you compare yourself. So then you will have complaints also. Bhagwan, you gave him 1 crore rupee, you gave me only 50 lakh rupees. What is this, like that? So every blessing has problems. Therefore, no blessing is a blessing at all. And all other blessings other than this is because of your karma phala. Even Bhagwan cannot give anything. You cannot bribe or you cannot butter. Understood? Everything is given according to the measurement. Shastra says, Devaha swarthapara. So extra will be given by the ordinary provision wala. But devas cannot give you anything extra. So every blessing in our life is according to the karma phalam. He is like a banker. Ishwara is like a banker. If you have deposited, he will give. Maximum he can give some OD, but not, it is not a free overdraft, it is. You have to pay back. Understood? But the blessing from the Lord, the blessing Lord wants to give, is this only. The real blessing is what? Knowledge about the reality. That's what, whenever people asked him anything, he gave it. Whether it is Arjuna or Gopika, anything. Gopikas wanted him to dance, he danced. They wanted him to play flute, he played. But when they asked, please give something which you want to give to us, he gave this only. He gave to Arjuna, he gave to Uddhava, he gave to Gopikas. Understood? So, my blessing, by my blessing means by my teaching, you will understand everything as it is. What are all the things you will understand? Yavanaham. What I am in reality, you will understand. To understand what Bhagwan is really, we require his blessing in the form of teaching. Yatha bhavaha. What are all my manifestations, different manifestations? Yad rupa guna karma kaha. What are all the? Yani rupani gunaha karmani cha asya. What are all the leelas I have done taking particular forms? All those things you will come to know. Now you enter the philosophical portion of this topic, namely Srishti. Srishti is one of the important topic among the philosophical discussions. So every philosopher has to discuss 7 topics and he has to establish according to his philosophy, this is my view, this is my view, this is my view. And Shastra also says, Atma Jnanam, knowledge about oneself, is in the form of answer to 7 basic questions. Atma Jnanam is in the form of answer to 7 basic questions. If a person has answers for these 7 basic questions, then he is considered as a jnani. This creation cannot hurt him. He will be a free person. What are all the 7 basic questions? First question is, who is the individual in reality? Who am I? First question is what? Who am I? What is the jiva swarupam? The individual, jiva means the individual. What is the reality of that jiva individual? Then what is this creation? In reality, what is this creation? Jagat Swarupam. Third one is, who has created, or is there any creator at all? Is there any creator at all? If there is a creator, who is that entity? What is the reality of that creator? Ishwara Swarupam. Fourth one is, what is the cause of suffering in my life? Why I suffer? What is the basic problem in human life? Why an individual suffers? Bandha Swarupam it is called. Then, what is the solution for the suffering? moksha swarupam. Then what are all the means to get this solution? What are all the means to get this solution? It's called sadhana swarupam. Then what is the benefit of this knowledge? Because human mind will not do anything unless it is convinced that there is a benefit. At least in a vague way it should be convinced. Okay. If everybody knew that after marriage we will have a lot of suffering, will anybody go for marriage? Nobody will go. There is a vague idea. Both are there, this way, that way. So we can manage, we can run the show like that. So they have that confidence to handle the situation. Therefore, they go for marriage proposal. So, every religion or philosophy has its own perception or understanding or vision about these basic questions. The vision of Vedanta is entirely different from all other perceptions in the world. Vedanta stands alone, absolute minority. Vedanta, absolute in minority or endangered minority, you can say. It is the only, but still it is alive for millions of years because it has truth. It stands the test of the time. What it says stands the test of the time. All other ideas, all other religious ideas, philosophical ideas have come, thundered the entire creation world. Many cultures are destroyed by those ideas, or many cultures are converted to those ideas, but all have disappeared. They have disappeared. This Vedantic idea, vision of Vedanta, is entirely different one from all other religious and philosophical perceptions. So let us see, we are going to see in a compare and contrast manner. One side Vedanta stands, Vedantic perception, Vedantic vision, Vedantic understanding. Another side is all others perception in general. So about the Jiva Swarupa, what the other philosophers and the theologians say. Human being, Jiva Swarupa means an individual. An individual is an imperfect being. Beginning itself minus the. He is good for nothing. Very introduction of the other people is what? About the individual, he is an imperfect being and there is no hope of becoming perfect in this life. There is no hope of becoming free from imperfect means what? Sorrowful, suffering, lacking so many things, inadequate, incomplete, having lot of agendas. These are all meaning of the word imperfect. And there is no hope for becoming perfect in this human life. And some say, not only in this human life, in any life he cannot become perfect. Some group, among them also there are some divisions. Some say, no. After death he will go to a place, there he will become perfect. Understood? So no hope of becoming full and complete in this human life. There is a possibility of becoming full and complete after death in some other location. Some religions even say, human being not only an imperfect being, is born sinner. Because imperfection can come after birth. While born, he can be a perfect, he would have been a perfect person. There is a possibility. Children are all very innocent and pure like that. So, as even they grow, they accumulate imperfection. Some religions say, no, these accumulations are all additional. You brought as your birthright what? Sinful bag. Who did that sin? Your forefather did that sin. Someone did. What is that sin? That is another problem. For us, for Vedanta, this is not a sin at all. Forefather, I ate some prohibited fruit in spite of telling by the Lord, don't eat. So, forefather disobeyed. That is the sin. So, he disobeyed. I got the benefit. I got the imperfection. And Vedantins don't understand what is the wrong in disobeying. Our children also disobey. does the mother throws away the child and not even given second chance also? Only one disobedience, once, no second chance. Bhagavan could have told, hey, I told you disobeyed, first warning. Ordinary person also will give at least warning. And so for Vedanta, this story, maybe another meaning may be there, but when the other theologians explain like this, we are not able to appreciate, or it doesn't stand our scrutiny. So some theologians say, human being is a born sinner because the very birth is not immaculate. That's why in that theology, Lord cannot be the product of parental relationship. So without parental relationship, Lord has to come in that theology. So you need a savior. Since you are a born sinner, naturally you need a savior, a benevolent messiah to save you from your sins and give you a promised land. Saving will be in what form? Not in the form of freedom from suffering in human life. Understood? Freedom from suffering will be after death only, by giving you a place in the promised land. These ideas are there even in Puranas. Understood? You will go to certain places. There you will be happy. There you will be happy means what? Here you cannot be happy. That here you cannot be happy, that scripture need not, that Purana need not say. Because Munja Pate Teri there. By seeing the way, here you are not happy, already everybody knows. So why that Purana should say? Understood? This is the vision of all the philosophers and religious theologians other than Vedantins. What is that Vedantins vision or Vedic vision? Veda says, you are Purnaha, perfect, full and complete already. You cannot become more perfect. You cannot become more perfect, you cannot become more fulfilled than what you are now. You are not born of a sin. In fact, you are not at all born. Stages, these are all stages of teaching. You are not born of a sin. In fact, you are not at all born. Birth is a point of view about yourself. You have lots of points of view. Every individual has lot of points of view. From the standpoint of the wife, he is an husband. From the standpoint of mother, he is his child, son. From the standpoint of his own child, he is father. So he cannot say, I am father, I am father, I am father to everyone. It's a standpoint. Correct? Similarly, from the standpoint of this physical body, you have birth. From the standpoint of mind, you did not born at all. From the standpoint of mind, mind doesn't have birth. Anadikala avidya. So even mind is not born. What to talk about? Atma or consciousness is, individual is born. So you are already free from all limitations, namely birth and death, old age, insufficiency, insignificancy, and your idea that you are limited and suffering are nothing but confusions. All our human suffering reduced to the status of mental confusion. There, other side, left right we'll keep for our first. I told is left side. Second one is Vedic side is right side we'll say. Left side says you are a born sinner and what you call your very birth is because of sinful act, and you can never hope to be perfect in this janma. And you need a savior. You accept that savior, you will get a place in the promised land. That is going to be the perfection about you. That is one. Right side says you are not at all born. You are perfect being. You cannot become more perfect than what you are now. and you are not a sinner at all. All your ideas that you are sinner, you are limited, you are lacking something, these are all notions. No one can limit your fullness, beauty and joy. No one, even God cannot rob away your fullness. Even Bhagwan cannot take away your fullness, because fullness is the truth of yourself. Can the Lord take away the heat from the fire? An omnipotent Lord, can he take away the heat from the fire? No, because heat is the truth of the fire. Similarly, even Bhagwan cannot rob away your fullness. Who says this? Bhagwan only says. Veda says means what? It's the words of Bhagwan. So, a truth of a thing cannot be robbed away by any situation, any person. Therefore, you don't need any savior. If possible, you can be the savior for others. Understood? You don't need any savior to save you. You are the savior to yourself first. If possible, you can be the savior for others in the form of teacher. Here, savior will be in the form of teacher, that's all. A teacher, what the teacher does, he tell? He makes you to understand what is the fact. What is the fact? That you are already perfect. Teacher doesn't give any perfection. Even if Bhagwan comes in the form of teacher, he also cannot give any perfection, because it happens to be the truth of the individual. Moksha, if moksha is not the truth of individual, freedom is not the truth of individual, even Bhagwan cannot give freedom. If he gives, the very fact that it was given will be taken away by another entity. That is why in that left side, they have two parallel entities called God and Satan. Both are equally powerful. One is all goodness, one is all evil. The very story goes like this, you know, the first born is Adam. So he was instructed by the Lord. So another parallel entity came and he only instigated this first born, don't obey, eat this apple. So parallel entity. Here there is no need for a savior. You are the savior to yourself. You save yourself by knowing about yourself. Or you can save others also by teaching about themselves. Then also, he is the savior to himself. He may teach. 25 years also he may teach. But still, if he refuses to learn about his real nature, you cannot save him. So everyone is savior for himself. So avaidika matam and vaidika matam, difference this. Avaidika matam, when I say opinions or perceptions of all other religions, theologians and philosophers are called avaidikam. Vaidika means Vedic vision. Avaidika means non-Vedic vision. Left side, right side. So avaidika matam says, it promises humanity about future salvation, whereas Vaidik Matam doesn't promise anything at all. It doesn't promise. Understood? And the promises which are in the form of going to heaven and other lokas are for children, like that it disappears. All these promises are there, na? Surga kamaha yajete, you will go to Surga. So he can go to Surga. There the Surga will be like this. Lot of dance parties, music parties will be there. All these promises are there in Veda also. But at the end of the promise, what it says? Shine punye martya lokam vishanti. It will be a holiday trip. It's not a salvation. Understood? It will be a holiday trip. If you are interested, you can go there. After going there, you become bored also. Because so many holiday places. After going there, you will find, ayo, why we have come here? We are happy in our house. Understood? So, Vaidika Matam doesn't promise anything. in reality. Avaidika Madam demands your unconditional belief. Ask you to swallow pumpkins after pumpkins. What are all the pumpkins we will see. Avaidika Madam demands your unconditional belief. But Vaidika Madam demands your understanding. Ask you to not to accept anything without understanding. Just opposite. So questions are allowed in Vaidika Madam. Avaidika Madam has many ideas or perceptions which are even unverifiable. But still you have to believe. Still it demands your faith. It demands your belief in the role of a God or a savior. The God described in Avaidika Matas cannot be God at all. You will see afterwards. The Ishvara Swarup, the definition of God available in any other religion other than Vedanta, cannot fulfill the criterion to be a God. That's why in other cultures, thinking people become agnostics or atheists. In our culture, thinking people become jnanis. Understood? Because our scripture asks you to think and understand the reality. There in that culture, it demands your faith. So that's why they could declare openly, there is no God. If anybody says to us, we will ask, which God there is no? Which God? Which God you are meaning? Define that God, your understanding of God, define. Then I will show to you that not only that there is no God, I will show to you there is no possibility of that God. Understood? When agnostics say, I don't believe in God, I will ask, which God you don't believe in? When he says that this is the God in which I don't have belief, I will prove to him, if this is the definition of God, there is no possibility of belief at all. You should not believe, I will tell. When you say, I cannot believe, what I will say, if this is the definition of God, you should not believe if you are a thinking person. So, many ideas are unverifiable, requires your blind faith. Why we call it faith as blind faith? Two types of faith is there really. One is unverifiable, another is verifiable. Unverifiable belief only we call as blind faith. If it is verifiable, why you want faith? Up to understanding, up to verification, you should have faith. Understood? Up to understanding, up to verifying, you should have faith. Faith means what? It's a judgment. It's a judgment before verification. That's called faith. So the judgment is subject to correction. Subject to correction while verifying if it contradicts. Faith is not knowledge. Understood? Knowledge is the result of verification. Faith is before verification. And certain faiths are verifiable, certain are not verifiable. Suppose a physicist say E is equal to mc square. Okay. E is equal to mc square. Is it verifiable or unverifiable? Verifiable. Correct. You can verify. But up to verification, you should allow the teacher to work on your head. Correct? It may take 20 years. Suppose first itself you say it cannot be. So there is no possibility of verifying this fact. E equal to mc square. E equal to mc square means energy is equal to matter. How a matter can be equal to energy? It is impossible. Perception wise, it is impossible. How can you say matter and energy? Suppose a body is there, children body is there, scientist, physicist say it is energy. He is my child. Tangible. How can he say is energy? Energy you cannot see at all. So how is energy equal to matter? So until you understand this equation, science demands faith. Understood? Teacher demands faith. Hey, please keep quiet. I will work on your head. That means what? You take it for granted for some time. There is a valley of flowers. When I say, is it knowledge or faith? Before verification, it will be faith. After verification, if it stands your scrutiny, when you go there to the Himalayas, when you see that, yes, 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 that Swami told is. So that becomes knowledge. Suppose somebody says, introduce to you, he is a good man. Your friend comes to you and they introduce his friend, he is a good man. So is it a faith or knowledge?
Faith.
Because your friend's idea of goodness is, whenever he wanted money, that fellow gave. Whenever he wanted money, that fellow gave. Therefore, he is a good friend. That friend was introduced to you. So, you took it faithfully because your friend told. So, to this fellow, he helped. Good man, he is in trouble. So, he helped. 1 lakh rupees, something you gave. So, when you ask money, he says, money? 1 lakh? When? You gave? I received? Like that, yes. So, what is your knowledge now? Verified? Contradicted? Gone. Up to that time, there is a faith. Understood? This is called verifiable faith. When Veda says, there is a heaven and it is a desirable place, it will be a holiday trip. You, as even you go, you have to come back. And it is not given freely. You have to work for it. These are all verifiable. Because any place with less pollution, less sound, free air, is a desirable place. And any place, this type of good places are given with cost only. Even 10 by 10 room in 5-star hotel, you have to pay. Okay. What is the difference between in room in 5-star hotel and in slum? Pollution free, correct? Silent, full of silence. You can hang with yourself. There, in slum, the silence is not there. Some sort of comforts are given, correct? You have to pay and you will come back. As even you book your room, you have to vacate. This is the way. You can, it is verifiable. Okay. And finally, it says, in fact, you need not go there. Who says? Veda says, in fact, you need not go there. And third level is, you cannot go there. First level is, there is a heaven. You can go there. It is a desirable place. But when you go there, you have to pay. You will come back. Perfect. Logical. Second stage is, you need not go there. Already you are full. Why you go there? Here itself 100 channels are there. Here itself magic, music and other things you see. You need not go there. Third level is, you cannot go there being all pervasive. Where to go? You are all pervasive. Already there. You are there already. Very heaven is within you. So, you need not, you cannot go there. Tad is equal to tvam. In Vedantic, equation is what? In Vedanta, what is the equation? In physics, the equation is E equal to mc square. In Vedanta, what is the equation? Tadu is equal to tvam. Tadu means that reality is you. So, up to that understanding, you should allow the teacher to work on your head. That allowing period is called faith. This is the faith demanded by the Vaidika Mata, but other Avaidika Matas demands unverifiable belief. Heaven is a desirable place. After going there, you can verify also. But you will reach that heaven if you follow a particular savior, if you worship a particular Godhead. Otherwise, you will be condemned eternally. It's unverifiable. Understood? And one particular savior is the dependable one. This also is problem. How can I verify? So and so is dependable. How can I verify? I cannot verify. And savior will make sure that you get the seat, you get the place. How can I verify? So how to verify? Who is what? How to verify? Therefore, these are all unverifiable belief demands. Avaidika mata demands unverifiable belief. But Vaidika mata doesn't ask you to swallow everything. It asks you to allow the, it asks you to give the benefit of doubt to the teacher up to the time you understand the teaching. And teacher is going to be in the form of a sculptor who removes unwanted portion from you. What is the duty of a sculptor? It's a huge rock. When a sculptor sees that rock, he sees as a statue Krishna. All other fellows also see. It is a boulder, that's all. But for a sculptor's perception, it is beautiful Krishna. He says that, please give it to me. I will bring out Krishna. What he brings out? In what the mode he brings out? By which mode he brings out the Krishna from the boulder? Removing the unwanted portions. Similarly, Vedantic teacher also removes the unwanted statements about yourself told by you. I am human being, he removes human being. I am father, he removes the father. The word is there, na? These are all the problem. Even though it is in the form of statements, even though it is in the form of sentence, the very sentence is sentence for you. Understood? The very sentence is sentence for every individual if the sentence is wrong sentence. So, teacher will be in the form of a sculptor who removes all the unwanted thought process in your mind. When the unwanted thought process go away, what are all the unwanted thought process? The sample is, I am human being, I am black, I am so and so, I am having lot of, these are all unwanted. I am is there. So, this acharya, this teacher cuts, chisels, I am only should stay. other than that nothing should stay. So, that is the vision of Veda about the jiva, about the individual. What about the jagat? Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokaranava Shoshanam Drinam Yeduttama Shloka Yashona Giyate Gopika Jivana Smaranam Govinda Govinda.